I get the vach. So I'll tell you, Maisa, you know, one of the great tzaddikim, the holy Rebbe Yitzchak of Arditchev. So the Maisa goes that there was one particular day that Rebbe Yitzchak seemed to be bothered by something. Like all his talmidim, chassidim noticed that he just wasn't himself. So obviously when a tzaddik like that is in such a mood, they're always worried that something's going on in Shemayim, you never know. So at the end of the day, Rebbe Yitzchak turned to one of the chassidim and said that it's very important if they could do him a favor, if they could send a message to Rabbi Shlomo of Karlin, that he would love, Rabbi Yitzchak said, I would love if Rabbi Shlomo Karliner would come pay a visit. That's what the message was. Okay, fine, that's the Raditzer asks. So they sent a message to Rabbi Shlomo Karliner that Rabbi Yitzchak would like to see him. So Rabbi Shlomo Karliner, interestingly enough, the Gaboyim of Rabbi Shlomo Karliner, when they received that message and they conveyed it to Rabbi Shlomo, they noticed by him that he was mamish, like, oh, 100%, I'm excited, as if he was sort of anticipating it, but just waiting for the invitation. So that was a little bit strange. So Rabbi Shlomo travels to Barditchev, and he gets the Barditchever. The Barditchever is makabel upon him, they receive each other, they hug, and so on. And they begin to talk a little bit, you know, small talk, how are you doing, how's the family, whatever. And then they come to the room, and they go inside, where Ditchever sits, where Shlomo Karliner sits opposite him, and the Ditchever begins to make motions with his hand as if he's about to start a conversation, but doesn't say anything. And he just sits there. And a little bit later, Shlomo begins to make motions with his hand as if he's, like, trying to say something. Right or nothing. And they're just both sitting there. And they're sitting across from each other, looking at each other for a good 15, 20 minutes without any words being said. Until finally, about 20 minutes later, they both burst out laughing. And they hug each other and they leave. A mice like that. So obviously the chassidim are shocked, like, what in the world is going on? So a little bit later, the chassidim of the Barditchever approached him and said, Rebbe, like, what was the whole thing? What was going on? So Raditya said like this is what happened. He said, the reason why the other day I was so upset was because it was revealed to me, Mina Shemayim, that there was that the Paritz in one of the neighboring Shtetlach was a big anti-Semite, and he was plotting to have this Gezeira brought against the whole district and the bunch of Shtetlach in the whole area. A decree of expulsion, some sort of maybe heavy taxation, some sort of anti-Semitic decree. Now, that Paritz by himself couldn't bring such a rule and such a decree over the whole district. So what had to be, said the Raditchever, is that he was organizing a meeting between him and all of his other Paritz buddies, and they're going to get together and they're going to have this meeting and decide to make this decree, because the rule was is that you can't pass a decree over an entire district unless all the Paritz is, unless all the all these Rishayim agree. So this is what the Raditchever says. This is, I was worried that there's going to be this meeting, and I was trying to daven and think I couldn't break it, until it was revealed to me that if myself and Rav Shlomo Karliner partner together in our Avodah, we'll be able to help the Gezeira to annul the decree. So once I found out about that secret to the Raditchever, so then I immediately asked for Rav Shlomo to come. Now evidently Rav Shlomo also was picking up on this, that's why he was excited when he heard that he was invited. So he comes, and we come together, and Bashgacha Pratis said the Raditchever, when Rav Shlomo Karliner came to my office, it was mamish the same time that this meeting was taking place, the secret meeting amongst all the Paritzes. And the conversation I was planning to have with Rav Shlomo was a conversation of either what we can do to Misak and the Inyan, to bring Yeshua. And when we both sat together, I felt it, and he felt it too, is that there was no Pesach. There was mamish, no opening, even though it was shown to me that me and Rav Shlomo could be poil something. But at the moment, when we sat together, it was just such a heaviness. We didn't feel any opening at all to bring a tikkun. So we're just sitting there. And so at that moment, we sort of both thought the same thought, which is, listen, it seems that we don't have anything to do in order to fix this gzeira, but in the very least, at least it's two yedidim, at least it's two Jewish people, two friends sitting with each other. No, nothing bad can come from that. So we sort of both embraced that moment of realization that we can't really do much, but in the very least, at least it's two yidden sitting together, you know, and that already is a holy thing. At that moment when we both sort of accepted it, at that moment, an amazing thing took place. That in the meeting, there was one parts that was missing, and that was taking so long in the meeting, because in order for this thing to be signed, all the parts had to be present and had to sign it unanimously. And that was the rule. It happens to be one parts was missing. Now, when we were sitting there and we accepted the matziv and we just sort of embraced the avoida of just two yidden sitting together and being b'shalom, being ba'achtos. So at that moment, the door by the parts meeting swings open and the parts that was missing shows up. Now really, that wasn't the actual parts. Really, that was Eliyahu Navi disguised as the missing parts. But he comes in, and so they catch him up and everything that's going on. You know, Eliyahu Navi plays dumb, and they catch him up and everything, and they give him they pass him the document in order to sign. He's a Rapush. The guy's he's also an anti-Semite, that part, so why wouldn't he sign? All of a sudden, the parts takes it, and Eliyahu Navi, dressed up as the parts, takes it, and he started reading the contract, reading the document, and he begins to make Horus. He says, you know, this wording is not so nice. We could make it a little bit more flowery, or maybe the decree should be like this. And he starts, just raising some questions. Now, meanwhile, the parts that authored that part of the document begins to take a lot of offense. What are you talking about? I wrote it perfectly. All of a sudden, you come in late, and you decide you're gonna just change this all around. We spent hours working on this, and another part says no, but you know he is making a good point. We could make it nicer, and they all begin to squabble and to fight with each other. Ad kedei kach, it gets to a point where they're so miserably yelling and screaming at each other, the document actually is ripped up, and they say, you know, forget this whole thing. We can't stand the sight of each other, and they all leave. So said the Radichever to the Chassidim, he said, look what happened. I thought that I was going to be able to be poil things myself, and with Rosh Hashanah Karlin, we're going to be poil, we're going to dive and all that stuff. And we weren't able to do it like that. But you know what happens? Look at the difference, how the Yeshua came. The Yeshua came with this inyan of what? Of two Yidden being in the same room, not even saying anything to each other, and that itself... That itself was an environment of such shalom and such achdus, whereas comparing that to a room full of peritzim, full of these parts, anti-Semites, who are speaking to each other, who are both there for the same tachlis, who can easily get it done, who are all on the same page, and still, with all of that, they're full of strife and full of machlekes. And that itself, that contrast itself of two yidden that have nothing to say to each other, to bond them together, and yet they're still connected. And conversely, a room full of paritzes that have everything to say to each other, to unite them together, and still they can't be united, that itself brought the Yeshua. So you have no idea what achdus can do, you know. Even achdus doesn't have to be so fancy. Just, you know, just sitting in a room with another yid and just thinking about how we're not yelling and screaming at each other. It's also called achdus. It's also called shalom. Hashem should bless us that in the schus of achdus Yisrael, we should be zechut to see nechamis and yeshuas and geulas in the month of Adar, the chodshei, the months of gula itself. We should be zechut to see geulas and yeshuas and nechamis ad bli dai v'yizkel tzedek.